You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
Dr. Robert Young may be on the threshold of a new biology whose principles, if proven, could revolutionize the biology and medicine worlds. This coming from MD, PhD, Neil Solomon. Dr. Robert Young is a PhD research scientist in the fields of colloidal chemistry and nano and molecular biology. Within the biochemistry of the interstitial, intracellular, and vascular chemistry and microbiology. He is best known for his international best-selling books, The pH Miracle, The pH Miracle for Cancer, and The pH Miracle for Diabetes. He researches the cause and effect of all sickness and disease and their cures. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm Tina Griffin. Get ready for a jaw-dropping episode focusing on the hypothesis, on the cause of any sickness and disease, and the prevention and reversing of disease in this part one. Then in part two, we will discuss the connection with the vaccine, graphene oxide in these shots, and 4 and 5G. Catch all 8 episodes of this 5G doubleheader series by jumping on counterculturemom.com and plaster these shows all over the place. I am with phenomenal, world-changing research scientist, Dr. Robert Young. Dr. Young, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for existing. The information that I'm looking at that we're going to be talking about today is absolutely life-saving. And you said you have been doing research and as a medical professional here for over 30 years?
Yeah, just a little over 40 years, but 30 years is close enough, yeah.
40 years. Well, that's extra 10 years of experience. You're also a family man with 5 incredible kids, and you love farming avocado and grapefruit. I just want to tell you, you shouldn't have said that because I'm coming to raid your land. I love avocado and grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this pink grapefruit that we grow is very, very special. It doesn't have that aftertaste. So people, when they drink or eat these grapefruits, which is grown in an alkaline soil that hasn't been polluted with chemicals, pesticides and insecticides, you know, you end up with a different taste. So it's really nice. The avocados, you know, it's unfortunate for California because we've lost a lot of our farmers to other countries. And you know, our avocados are just incredible. But the key here is water and getting the right kind of water. And not only just for plants, but for animals and also humans.
Absolutely. Well, you shouldn't have told me that your square footage there in your backyard, I should say a couple probably square miles, that it still exists in America, because you might find me poking around at midnight grabbing some avocados. But regardless, I couldn't agree more. And you're making me taste your avocados from here. And the grapefruit. I just love the food that we used to have. I can remember what it used to taste like when I was a kid. Our soil definitely has some major issues as well with the water pollution, everything else. You are talking on major health topics today, a wide gamut. What is your hypothesis on the cause of any sickness and disease?
Well, I wrote a book in the 80s called One Sickness, One Disease, One Treatment. And the one sickness and one disease is simply explained in lay terms is the over-acidification of the blood and then interstitial fluid. Interstitial fluid is the fluid that surrounds every cell of your body. And you've got 70 plus trillion of those. Wow. They make up all your organs and glands. So the one sickness, once again, is the over-acidification of the blood, the vascular fluids, and then the fluids outside the blood, which are called the interstitial fluids, due to a perverted way of living, eating, and thinking. So even our thoughts can cause harm. In fact, in many cases, more harm than what we're even eating. So we have to mind what we eat, mind what we drink, what we breathe, what we think, what we feel, and what we believe, because these are the major contributors, besides, of course, what you know we're taking in through you know, Big Pharma and what they're delivering to us as relates to, you know, toxic drugs. And of course, I remember what my mother said is, just don't do drugs. And right. And of course, that was across the gamut. And I took that literally. And so even as a young man and as an amateur athlete and then a professional athlete, I just wouldn't dope. I wouldn't drug at all. And right. anything that I had challenges with, whether it was muscle soreness or irritation, I wouldn't even take an aspirin. And now aspirin, which contains acetaminophen, is the number one cause of liver death, liver disease, liver cancer. And so, you just can't trust. You have to trust and verify everything before you even consider taking it into your body or even using any type of apparatus or even type of medical diagnostics, because we all know the toxic effects of x-rays, and we know the toxic effect of magnetic fields. And so MRIs and CAT scans and all this are harmful to our health. There are non-invasive ways to deal with that.
I was just going to ask you for the immediate first question, aspirin. If you would have a headache, what should a person take before popping an aspirin?
Well, an aspirin is like your car honking at you, you know, and you can either pay attention to it and do something about it. But any type of pain is a four-letter word. It's spelled ACID. So pain, P-A-A-I-N equals ACID. So it generally comes from what you eat, what you drink, and what you think. And so there's some sort of blockage. It could be in the elimination organs, urination, defecation, perspiration, respiration. And of course, for women, they have one extra. This is my theory that women live longer because they have five orifices that they are being used. Menstruation is the fifth one that purifies and cleans the blood. And that's really, really critical. And of course, we're polluting blood with what we eat and what we drink. And the headache is the symptom associated with that pain telling you, you know, hey, you're over acid. And you can very simply test your urine with pH hydrogen paper, and you'll see that it's in a range that is toxic. An ideal pH of the urine should be at 8.4. And you're not going to hear that from your conventional medical doctor.
No.
Because they've got a range ranging from 5.5 up to 9.5. But the ideal pH of urine, which is a product of interstitial fluid, which once again is the fluid that surrounds the cell, should be at 8.4. So, you know, really this information is very empowering because it allows you to take back control of your health and become your own doctor. You know, someone like Gandhi said, you must be the change you must see. Dr. Young says you must be the cure you want to see. So if you're dealing with the symptomology, you can either treat the symptomology or you can deal with the underlying cause. And that's what I've been researching for the last 40 plus years, is the cause and effect relationship between not disease, but dis-ease, realizing that all disease is nothing more than a symptom or an expression of your out of balance. So that's it.
I love everything you just said. Man, oh man, I used to research so much more on health when I was in my early 20s living in the Hollywood Hills because everyone out there was so health conscious and I wanted to live till I was 100. And now that I got four kids, it's hard to dig in deep to all this info again, but you're bringing me back 20 years. I will tell you that with what you just said. Phenomenal, phenomenal info. So instead of popping the aspirin, I am an anti-aspirin person as well. My husband thinks I'm crazy. He's like, get the aspirin in. Let's get some, you know, your brain back on track. But I'm thinking, what is wrong? And usually it's, I'm not drinking enough water. It's as simple as that. Usually when I down a bunch of water, it helps.
Circulation for percolation. If you're having a headache, then there's congestion within your circulation, the vascular interstitial circulation. You build up toxins and the body can't get rid of those. And of course, this is really the cause of all sickness and disease, is that those toxins, if they're not eliminated through the five channels of elimination, then they get pushed out to the connective tissue, i.e. the fatty tissue. And the more toxic you are, the more the body will try to protect you. And that's why people gain extra pounds. The extra pounds that you're carrying is a result of the body trying to protect yourself against your dietary lifestyle choices. So you should love your fat. Be grateful for it because it's saving most of your lives. And then say to yourself, hey, I'm going to get off my fat acid and go to health. and going to health is a process whereby you take back with knowledge, education, you take back control of your body and you become your own doctor. You understand how to manage and maintain the alkaline design of the body fluids. And that's the hypothesis, is that the human body is alkaline by design, although acidic by function.
Absolutely fantastic. I remember that was burning my brain of the how many books, dozens of books when I was in my early 20s, that cancer cannot survive in an oxygenated environment. That I just remember, I grasp onto tightly, and with half of our population dying with cancer today, it's something to absolutely be reminded of. I've got about 7,000 more questions for you when we come back in this second half. Everybody sit tight, more from Dr. Young right after this.
I don't know if you've noticed or not, but us dogs are naked all the time. And no one cares. I mean, get a load of this animal. But my humans hate when they see nudity on TV. So they got VidAngel. Now they can skip all the kibbles and naughty bits when they stream their favorite movies and shows from Netflix, Amazon, and more. You can turn on filters for graphic violence, swears, along with sexual content like this. That doesn't bother us dogs, but you better believe my humans would filter out two people doing that. With VidAngel, my humans can enjoy so many more movies and TV shows together. It fixed all their entertainment needs, and that's not the only thing they fixed. So gather the family, pop some popcorn, and enjoy a movie night knowing the only naked thing you're gonna see is me. VidAngel. Watch more, worry less.
Get 2 weeks free with code Tina at VidAngel.com. That's T-I-N-A for 2 free weeks. VidAngel.
Are you looking to deepen your faith while supporting small businesses in the Holy Land? Look no further than Artsa, the Christian subscription box that brings the Bible to life. Every quarter, you'll receive a carefully curated box directly from Israel, filled with handcrafted gifts, foods, and treasures made by Israeli artisans. Every purchase directly supports the community and economy of the Holy Land. Artsa is your opportunity to connect with the rich history and culture of the land where Jesus walked. With each item lovingly crafted and selected to bring the stories of the Holy Land to life in your own home. Over 100,000 boxes have been sold to date, and the community is rapidly growing. Join the Artsa community today at artsabox.com and use code Tina for a 20% discount on all purchases. That's artzabox.com. Code Tina. Experience the joy of discovering and connecting to the Holy Land.
We have an exciting update to share with all of you from the Counterculture Ministries team. I just returned from a week-long trip in Orlando, Florida for the National Religious Broadcasters Conference. I've been attending for just under a decade, and it's been an excellent networking and friendship-building experience. Many people who we work with today, I actually met years ago when attending this event. While at this conference, I had a meeting with the program director of CSN Radio. They've been airing our show every weekend for over a year, and they said the feedback has been phenomenal. He said he wanted to extend an invitation to expand our program as a weekly radio show on their 400 stations nationwide. We are excited about the possibility of partnering with them to reach more families during the drive time hour with this critical information God has been directing our team to share each week. Would you pray about joining us in ministry as a partner to help us fund this major project? We have a monthly goal of $45,000 raised by the end of June to give the green light to CSN Radio that we have the funding for one whole year of airtime. If you would like to give to this cause, you can head over to counterculturemom.com. Once again, counterculturemom.com, and click on that pink donate button at the top of the page and partner with us today. $45,000 to cover airtime for a full year is totally doable with your help. We get emails all the time expressing how this program has helped teens from not taking their lives, directed youth to become missionaries, guided parents on how to talk to their kids about tough subjects like gender dysphoria, Satanism, cutting. We love what we do, and there's no way we could do it without you. We are listener supported, and your funds also allow us to interview so many phenomenal people each week that have excellent resources that we want to promote to thousands of people who need it and are asking for it. Thank you again for being on this journey with us. Once again, $45,000 raised by the end of June. Each week, I will give you an update on where we are with this goal. CounterCultureMom.com is the website, and click on that donate button, or you can text the word donate to the number 55444. Once again, text the word donate to the number 55444. We are excited to see what God does. Thank you to all the new monthly partners that joined forces with us in the last 2 months. That has been so encouraging. Let's partner together to do that drive time hour slot on CSN Radio, 400 stations coast to coast, each and every day. Dr. Young, we are back during break where we're talking about God versus man, or God versus Satan in this case. Can you explain that we need to go back into God-ordained health and wellness with amazing food that we should be eating instead of medication. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, well, here again, you're talking about the duality of life, that there needs to be opposition that we can learn by our experience. So good versus bad, or hot versus cold. And when we're talking about the new biology, we're talking about the old biology, and that's really understanding cause and effect relationship. So we look at effects. We mentioned the headache, but it may be inflammation somewhere in your body. That's an effect of what? So you have to get down to the core of this. And so when you move away from man-made creations to nature, you end up solving the problem better without any side effects. The side effects are good health.
Absolutely. We have an image here quick. Can you rattle off some of the benefits of going back to God-made, God version of health and wellness?
Well, digestion, which is an alkalizing process, you now understand that you need to chew your food, liquefy your food, and alkalize that food so it can be transformed into stem cells that make your blood, that then makes your body cells. You know, the amount of weight that you might gain, reproductive health. Here again, you can transition from, you know, a menopausal situation, or you can continue being active sexually, or reproductive health can be incredibly healthy when you manage and maintain not the glands or the organs, but the environment which they thrive. It's a very simple metaphor. If the fish is sick, or if the reproductive or the lungs or the heart are not healthy, or they're not functioning right, what do? Do you treat the heart? Do you treat the liver? Do you treat the reproductive organs? Or do you change the environment? So if a fish is sick, do you treat the fish, or do you change the water? So this is called the terrain theory. And there, when you go to the terrain theory, you literally, you know, remove yourself from a false theory called the germ theory. Germs don't cause disease, but germs are the symptoms of cellular breakdown caused by a polluted environment. So when we clean up the environment, we manage that environment, then we can have healthy reproductive systems. We can have healthy respiration systems. Endocrine systems go back to normal again. Everything normalizes when you have the proper internal environment.
I came in as a boy, and I'm leaving as a young man.
They're developing lifelong friends, and they're being pushed beyond what they think their limitations are.
It's helped me with importance of leadership, because, I mean, before Trail Life, I literally did nothing.
As a mom, I love the fact that I know that our son is involved in a Christ-centered, boy-focused group. I'm confident that he's in a safe environment, that he's getting the mentorship and leadership of men who have the type of foundation that we need him to get.
I've never really been able to talk in public, and being in Trail Life, everyone's so accepting of you, and that really helped me become who I am and who God wants me to be.
Me and my dad, we really didn't talk a lot, and my mom wanted my dad to go. He was like, sure, I'll go. So he asked off for work, and he went. And ever since then, me and my dad's relationship has gotten closer.
Experience the Trail Life difference. Find a troop near you or start one today by visiting www.traillifeusa.com.
Galatians 6:10 says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. In Nigeria, 7 Christians are killed every day by terrorists, and villages are burned down to the ground because of their faith in Jesus. Some people like to talk about the problem, but this ministry does something to solve the problem. Equipping the Persecuted is a ministry that is helping persecuted Christians in Nigeria. They are a boots-on-the-ground mission and respond to terror attacks within 48 hours, bringing food, medicine, and relief materials to the victims, many of whom are children. They run an orphanage, support over 140 widows monthly, dig wells for medical camps, and train and equip security teams so they can better protect their villages. I encourage all of my listeners to support Equipping the Persecuted by donating $20 a month or more at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. And partner with heroes who are literally saving lives daily. All right, we have to tie this baby into the 5G angle, but you have some phenomenal insight on the graphene that is in these vaccines and how it ties into 4G and 5G. So I have to ask you, first and foremost, how can one test to determine if they have been exposed to graphene oxide, which is found in all vaccines?
Yeah, well, this we know by patent that they were putting this very nanotechnology into the inoculations. And that was what I wasn't looking for necessarily, but that's what I found to be the case in the Pfizer, the Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and the J&J and the AstraZeneca. So these were the non-disclosed ingredients, but they tie up with the outcome of these so-called vaccines. And I call them so-called because they don't provide any immunity against a disease which has never been isolated and then purified.
Right.
So the question is then, what is causing these symptomologies? Well, if you look at the symptomologies, which are respiratory, which are related to flu-like symptoms, so fever, loss of energy, tiredness, lightheadedness, dizziness, muddled thinking, these are all symptomologies of high altitude sickness. So what are the symptoms of radiation poisoning? They're also identical.
Listen to the coronavirus symptoms, and I want you to just dissect this for a minute. I am getting naysayers saying, oh my gosh, you're saying that the towers are causing coronavirus. Okay, let me be really clear, because maybe sometimes I'm not, because I have a lot of info on my brain. I am not going to use those terms. What I'm going to tell you guys is what the coronavirus symptoms, COVID-19, what those symptoms are, and then read off the radiation sickness symptoms. Coronavirus symptoms are fever, radiation sickness. Fever is a symptom. Coronavirus symptoms, tiredness. Radiation sickness, fatigue. Okay, a little bit different term given to us by Google. Coronavirus symptoms, aches and pains. Radiation sickness, weakness, coronavirus symptom, diarrhea, radiation sickness, diarrhea, coronavirus symptom, headache. I've had a lot lately. My meter skyrocket. Radiation sickness, headache. Wow. Coronavirus symptom, a rash on skin, discoloration of fingers or toes. That's radiation sickness. Loss of taste or smell. The second I saw him add that to the list, I said, how dare you take Americans to be idiotic, stupid people?
So in 1998, when I did my research on the effects of electromagnetic fields, which is an electrical field and a magnetic field goes through walls where electrical fields stop. Unless magnetic fields are blocked by lead. And therefore, that's why they did away, I believe, with leaded paint, because it actually prevents the flow of that magnetic field in through the walls. Your Wi-Fi doesn't work anymore.
Unbelievable.
So this technology is in the inoculations. And this technology is an antenna. It's a biosensor. And this is exactly what the patent says, that it's a biosensor for contact tracing.
Yes,
it is. So they can track you indoors and outdoors of your house. And here again, when we were first looked at this, we looked at it in 1998. We saw the effects. We published a peer-reviewed journal article called The Effects of Electromagnetic Fields on the Human Biofield. And so we were aware that this was a possibility. And then when we saw the patents, when we saw the technology inside this so-called jibby jab inoculation, this bioweapon, this was the antenna that was being impregnated into our body fluids and then pushed out to the various organs. So i.e. the reproductive for sterilization, to the heart for heart conditions, to the brain for the brain connection. This was the ideal technology because of the size, because of its lightness, and because of its strength. Graphene is 100 times stronger than steel. You can't bust it up. You can't break it. So once it's in your body, the body is going to react to it, try to get rid of it. It's going to push it out to the connective tissue. So it's going into the breast, i.e. we see excess, breast problems, cancer in the breast and in the brain. So These are the challenges, and it acts as a receiver and a transmitter for 4 and 5G. 4G operating at 2.4 gigahertz, 5G operating at 8.4. But there's a quantum link at 41.2 gigahertz. When I say quantum leap, between you and the cell tower. But once this technology is here, the patents show this, our evidence shows this, is that you then are connected up to the Wi-Fi. So you now have Bluetooth technology impregnated into your body tissues. You're now assigned an IP address. You're now connected to the Internet of Things, Internet of Brains. And of course, here again, you're now being contact traced. And that's exactly what the patent discusses.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.